Police are on alert in New Delhi today after two suspected militants were killed in a shootout at a popular shopping mall. Indian authorities say the two men were planning an attack on the eve of one of India's biggest holidays, the Hindu Festival of Lights. It's believed the militants were members of a Pakistani-based group involved in forcing India out of disputed Kashmir. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
Senior police officials say they'd known for some time that militants were planning an attack around the Diwali holiday. Yesterday, however, they received specific information that one was planned at Ansal Plaza later that day. Ansal Plaza is an upscale shopping mall in the south of the city, popular with Indians and foreigners. When the alleged terrorists arrived around 7 last night, police were waiting. In the shootout that followed, both the alleged terrorists were killed. Police say the men were armed with several pistols and an automatic rifle. No one but the gunman died in the exchange, which occurred in the mall's basement parking area. Thousands of people were in the mall at the time, buying gifts in preparation for today's Diwali celebrations. Today, security is exceptionally tight across the city. Holiday leave has been canceled for thousands of police and paramilitary troops. New Delhi Police Commissioner R.S. Gupta.
We
are not taking any chances. We are fully alert, Gupta says. We had already made satisfactory arrangements for Diwali, and after the incident at Ansal Plaza, we have added to them, Gupta says. There is no cause for concern for the public. Celebrate Diwali with joy and as if nothing happened, the police commissioner says. Deputy Prime Minister L.K. Advani today predictably blamed arch-rival Pakistan, though not by name. With the information we have now, it looks as if the two terrorists were from our neighboring country who'd come to the capital to massacre people shopping for the holiday, Advani says. Senior police officials say the two men belong to the Pakistan-based group Lashkar-e-Toiba. It is the same group, Deputy Prime Minister Advani says, was behind a September attack on a Hindu temple in the western Indian state of Gujarat. Nearly 40 people died. Lashkar is also one of two Pakistan-based groups India claims was behind the attack on the Indian Parliament last December, which led India and Pakistan to mobilize more than 1 million troops amid fears of another war between the two neighbors. Last month, after tension eased, both sides announced they were pulling back troops massed along the border. Yesterday's incident is not expected to have any impact on the troop withdrawal, largely because there were no civilian casualties. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.